99 midline. Break. Ready, set, hike.
Let's get it. What episode is this?
It's your boy Jason in the building with my partner JC.
Yes, sir.
Episode 524.
We're in front of a live audience, man. Let's get it.
He said we got the live audience, man. Live from the basement.
Where my man at?
Live from the basement. That's that. He the funniest one. Man, we in the building. It was the action-packed college weekend, action-packed NFL weekend. We got college for y'all Wednesday. NFL, though, man. Or do we want to get into
anything? Let's just start with the biggest story right there, man.
Get into any college or we just straight NFL?
Nah, straight NFL.
All right. What's the biggest story?
70 points.
Whoa, 70-er. This is karma. The Denver Broncos lose to the Miami Dolphins 70-20. Second most points ever. In the NFL history, they could have went for the record.
Why you say that's karma?
You remember how Sean Payton was talking at the beginning of the season about the job Nathaniel Hackett did with the Denver Broncos last year? Worst job, he don't know.
Wow.
Granted, we all saw that the job Nathaniel Hackett did was bad, but those were low blows. Nathaniel Hackett didn't say nothing about Sean Payton. Nathaniel Hackett did as best as he could. You know, he worked with what he had, and the result was awful. And you kicked the man while he was down and out of a job. No, I think he went to be the Jets okay. But it doesn't matter. You kicked the man while he, you know what I'm saying? And so this was karma.
And now look, you looking like you broke the record for the biggest part blowout. I don't know. I didn't see all the records. They got to be one of the biggest blowouts.
Yeah, 50. I don't think anyone's ever lost by 50. No one's ever lost by 50. I'm saying that confidently without looking it up. 50 point, maybe. I don't, dang, bro. I don't know, bro. Maybe, but dog. 70-20 without the second, but they ain't had Jalen Waddle. You let a rookie go for 4 touchdowns total. Oh my god. I what do you say? And again, this is karma for him, because not only do you lose this game, but you lost to my Washington Commanders after being up 21-3. So we have a blown 21-3 lead, and then we have a week later giving up a historic amount of points in a game too. I'm just, dang. That was incredible. You had Broncos alumni.
They had 726 offensive yards. Mm-hmm. That's the record for most in a game in history. I'm trying to see what other records, because I know that it's a list of records out there that they broke, man.
They have to, bro. The Broncos have scored 69 points this season. 69 points.
Wow.
Man.
I'm trying to find out. I know there's more records than just the yardage. Somebody has scored 70 points before? I mean, what was that?
70, the most was 72, I think. 72? And that's why people were praising Mike McDaniels, because, listen, they could have got 90 if they wanted to. At least he could have kicked that field goal at the end, but he took a knee. The Dolphins.
He should have just got the record, man.
We done came this far. I'm getting the record. After that, you don't like it, play better. The Dolphins average.
It's not that. It's like, man. It's like, man. That's history, man. You gotta be a part of history. Go ahead, get your joint up there. Why not?
Man, I don't know, bro. I really, really. That was an.
I can't find any other record that they set, but
they're the only team. It's the fourth 70-point game in NFL history, including the playoffs.
You said what?
It's the fourth 70-point game in NFL history, including the playoffs. Wow. And they are the only team in NFL history to have 5 rushing touchdowns and 5 passing touchdowns in a single game. Bro.
Shout out to Raheem Mostert. I got him on my fantasy and still lost.
Wow. Well, I got 2 on my fantasy, and I don't know. I don't know if his performance is going to be enough to hold off Jamar Chase tonight. I hope so, man. I really, really do.
I guess that's the only record they set, which is crazy.
And I don't know what to fix down there. You could blame it on Russell Wilson, but I'm not going to lie. Every time
it's says... It's their defense, though.
It's the defense, and it's the offensive line. Every time he says height, he's being chased, and they paid 3 out of their 5 linemen top dollars in the NFL, and they're getting whooped every play. So I don't know, but I mean, dang. Sean Payton, you shouldn't have been talking shit.
Uh-huh.
First coach since 1966 to give up 70 points. And you came in talking crazy. Mind you, we remember how you left New Orleans now. It wasn't
the best.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. You didn't ride out high with Drew Brees. No, 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 no. It wasn't the best. So you and Russell Wilson, I don't know, man. I don't know. Tyreek Hill's fake. That Tyreek Hill's fake. Let's just leave it at that. We already knew this, but I'm just going to reiterate this, that there has never been a faster human being.
Oh, that was an accident.
To ever. Oh,
how do I stop?
Just give it up.
How do I stop this?
Round of applause.
Oh, yeah, matter of fact, yeah, for Tyreek Hill.
No one.
Yeah.
There's never been anyone faster than him on a football
field. Man, I've been saying this for almost 5 years straight. He is the best receiver right now.
There's nobody faster than him on a football
field. You cannot cover that guy.
Did you see the angle he outran? I retweeted it like 100 times. I don't know. You got to follow George Faust on Twitter. You probably see me retweet him a lot. Old ex-NFL lineman. You feel me? F him because he a Georgia, ex-Georgia Bulldogs guy. So he be popping his shit because they dominate. But he retweeted it. And he's just like, bruh, I'm going to see if I can find it. The angle he outran for the touchdown. How do you do that? How? Like... I got to find it so you can see this. I mean, you've seen the touchdown, so you probably know what I'm talking. It's just it's otherworldly.
I don't know. I didn't see all the touchdowns from yesterday.
I just don't.
Because he went crazy. And I told you my red zone was messing up.
Oh, yeah. Well, just, bro.
I was just watching the Chiefs, man.
The angle
I seen this one, but
just
yeah.
Watch the angle. And then I'm going to show you the screenshot, of the angle that the DB had on him.
Oh,
how do you
goodness.
Outrun that angle, bro?
Man, that's, I miss him on the Chiefs, man.
That's the perfect angle. Look. This screenshot right here. How do you outrun, bro? You're dead to rights. I don't understand.
You're not. Tyreek Hill in open field, man. You can't. One on one open, you cannot. I don't think there's anybody. Put your best DB. Who's the best DB out there?
If I show 100 people this picture without telling them who has the ball and say, without making a juke move, does that receiver outrun that DB? 100 out of 100 are going to say absolutely not. No, there's no way. And then I show them the video. They're going to be like, boy, that's that AI they be talking about these days. And I'll be like, no, that's Tyreek Hill. Oh, wow. Oh, man. But 70-20. Dolphins, sorry, Chiefs. You know, the Chiefs got their mojo back. It's a Dolphins-Chiefs offensive world now, man. I get it. The Dolphins maybe the slight edge just because they have number 10, but then the other side got 15. But, dog, this was crazy. This was 60% Dolphins, 40% Broncos. I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry to take that much credit away from the Dolphins, but what do you want me to do here, man? This was an epically bad performance, man. Come on, bro. What's my man? Because I got Devon Achane, rookie out of Texas A&M. 18 carries, 203 yards, 2 touchdowns carrying. And on the ground, 4 carries, 30 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Raheem Mostert, like you said. Damn, I can't believe you lost. He had 4 total touchdowns. 7 catches, 60 yards.
I can't believe it. But, I mean, I lost to Dusky, who was the worst player last year. I think he only won 1 or 2 games last year.
He got
the number one pick. So, you know, I lost to the number one pick.
Hey, he better be good.
I mean, he already has an L on his record. Hey, and it was close. When I see Raheem Mostert, I was like, oh, shoot. He's going to start off 1-2. Two bad years in a row, he's going to get out the league.
Ah, shoot. All right. Let's see.
Let's go down to pick them, man.
Yes, sir. So we already did that game. We both had the Dolphins in that game.
Of course.
Dolphins, I mean, Detroit Lions, Atlanta Falcons. I had the Detroit Lions in this one. They held down the Falcons 20-6. Falcons were not able to get things going. Me and you have talked about Desmond Ridder on the show. Placeholder. We'll see somebody there next year. Because, I mean, Kyle Pitts. I mean, you're a fan of him.
I think it was a joke that they had him out there this year. I feel like they should have worked harder in the offseason to get something.
But to my point.
Or I guess they're waiting for UFC.
Yeah, to my point, I'm just like, there was nobody out there this offseason without paying top dollar that you could bring in and you could be like, hey, this is going to lead us to a Super Bowl or put us in contention.
Not a Super Bowl, but man, at least make the fans happy.
But see, the fans going to be happy when you're competing for a Super Bowl. And it sucks to say this, but don't be like Washington. And I hate to say it like that. Don't be good.
Don't be middle of the pack.
Yeah, don't. Nah, bro. If you either going to be 12-3 or you going to be 3-12. Don't be 9-7, bro. It does nothing for him. So, nah, just listen. He shouldn't be the starter moving forward. But keep him out there for now, bro. Just keep him out there, man. Don't worry. The fans will be happy. With the first overall pick, USC quarterback Caleb Williams. Because Arizona messing up the gig. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
But shout out Jared Goff, man. Bounce back W for the Lions, who moved to 2-1. And Falcons, they come down to earth and fall to 2-1 because they were undefeated before that.
It's only three games, but
still, I didn't have them being 2-0, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I forgot who they beat. I know they beat the Packers. I forgot who the first W was against. Still,
The Patriots beat the Jets, but we expected a little bit more points from the Patriots. But what do you think?
Yeah, but no, because Mac Jones is. Yeah, they got to get somebody else down there, man. He's not gonna be the one. This is a divisional game. Jets still can't go over the hump.
Man, the Jets, man. Yeah. So much promise.
More importantly.
Everything coming down because no Aaron Rodgers.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Because
about
you know they've said they really wanted they're doing extreme rehab and revamping that Achilles because those are and I'm telling you their words, not mine. They want him back for a potential playoff push. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, my thing
that's
is
impossible in the AFC.
My thing is, if that was the
even
case,
in the NFC, man, the record they're about to pull out, they're not even going to get eight games.
It's not, but it is. With Zachary Wilson, it is impossible. There's been Garrett Wilson, frustrated. I saw the videos this morning. Frustrated. Not going at Zach Wilson, but they were having a very lively discussion. Now, again, it wasn't going that, but it's just frustration. This is not the way we thought it was going to be, and you're not good. He's frustrated. Who else? Michael Carter, the running back. Him and one of the coaches, again, lively discussion, going back and forth. People had to, you know, sort of. And these things, it's week three. This is going to happen for the next 14 weeks if Zach Wilson is your quarterback, man, because the team knows they're too talented for this, and they know what the expectations were coming in, bro. And they also know who Zach Wilson is.
Come then on, you got man. People that came in probably on a shorter contract, like Dalvin Cook.
Randall Cobb, Dalvin Cook.
There's a tight end. Isn't there a tight end?
Yeah, yeah, there's a tight end, man.
Either way,
the name
there's plenty of people that came in, you know, thinking that they're just going to be a role player or something. Took a smaller contract to come in probably over other places, and boom, it's not going away. They will not be happy. This will definitely affect the locker room.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to bounce back from that.
I don't think they will. They will not. I don't see them getting eight wins.
We Justin Fields had a rough day. He got to 157 yards. Zach Wilson did, but man, 18 for 36, 4.4 yards a completion. You know what I mean? Like you're not even. We're not even scratching the surface here. What are we doing, man? So, Jets 1-2, Patriots. They moved to 1-2 as well, man. We'll see what transpires there. But I think me and you both had the Patriots on that one, too. We ain't picking Zach. Titans, 27-3 losers.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson and the gang got things rolling. I had the Browns in this one. And, I mean, they rolled, man. This is, I don't. Whew.
I picked the Titans, and I don't know why, because I think it was because I had Nick Chubb out. But like I said, man, I always say I'm a Deshaun Watson fan. Sorry, people.
He's starting to get his
I don't like that, but yeah.
He's starting to get his groove back.
What'd he do?
Touchdown, zero interceptions. Nice. 289 yards, 8.8 yards of completion.
How many yards rushing he do?
Because he has 16 yards rushing.
Okay.
I'm glad he's getting his mojo back. Because, man, I won't lie. I know he took some time off, but, boy, he has been looking trash.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, man, it's been years, man. It's been years. Say who's not been trash.
They got to figure out this running game, though, because I know Nick Chubb is down now. He's done for the season collectively, 31 carries for 78 yards. I know they're doing it by committee. But man, that's a big loss.
They should never let go of Kareem Hunt.
Hey, they got him back now.
Did they?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, one-year deal?
Two carries, yep, for 22 yards yesterday.
Yeah, he signed that one-year deal. I forgot.
That Browns defense is dominant, though, man. It's dominating the Myles Garrett. It's a force. Amari Cooper got his groove back, too. 7 for 116. Derrick Henry and DeAndre Hopkins, they looking at each other like, brother, why are we here? DeAndre like, how dare you recruit me here, man? Golly.
Tell you who's been balling, though. Jordan Love.
I got this one wrong.
18 to 17. I got it right. I picked the Packers.
I should have had it right, though. It's not my fault. I got it
Derek
wrong.
Derek Carr is hurt.
Sheesh. 18 fourth quarter points. 18 by the Packers. Jordan Love woke up. Like you said, Derek Carr is hurt. Do we know the extent of the injury?
I do not know.
Yeah, I don't think it's been disclosed yet.
Do we know who's going to replace him?
Yeah, Jameis.
Okay.
Famous Jameis. He came in 10 for 16, 101 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. But, I mean, I guess that was the problem. They weren't able to score after that and put any more points on the board. And, man, Jordan Love, they were marvelous down the stretch. Orchestrated 18 fourth quarter points. I mean, that hell of a win. That's a hell of a win right there.
Let me see. I'm pretty sure there's an update on Derek Carr.
Yeah, CC with fourth quarter, 11 minutes, 7 plays, 46 yards, a 38-yard field goal. Then Jordan Love had a 1-yard run to make it 17-11 and a pass to Samori Toure for the 2-point conversion.
He has an AC joint sprain.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes only has an ankle sprain, and Mike Williams tore his ACL.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, do we know if he'll be back for next week?
I don't think he will. I think he will miss a little bit of time, but not that much.
Maybe a week or two, something like that. But all right. We'll keep an eye on that. Dang, Derek Carr. This was a crazy one, though. You know, 17-point comeback, Packers 2-1. Hey, I know they didn't think they was going to be 2-1 like this, but, hey, Jordan Love, good W.
Yes, sir.
We talked about this game already, the Dolphins 70-20 winners. Let's
talk about that. 0-3 Broncos. It's going to get worse.
Crazy. The Chargers.
They got their first win.
28-24.
Hey, and they almost messed it up.
Hey. They was trying to lose the game.
For sure.
I'm sitting here like, what is going on?
That pick in the end saved them. They had a game-saving interception.
Yeah, I'd just be scratching my head week in, week out. I'm just like, man, how do these – I don't know. The Chargers are just the Chargers, man. How they're just so talented, but week in and week – they don't have a run game without – Austin Eckler, that's what it was. No run game without Austin Eckler. This man threw for 47 times. He only incompleted 47 passes, though. That's crazy. 40 for 47.
That's three crazy.
Touchdowns, no interceptions, and only sacked one time. And he dropped back 47 times. That is amazing.
That's Justin Herbert right there.
That's a gorgeous line. That is great. Wow. Keenan Allen, 18 catches, 215 yards, no touchdowns. Justin Jefferson, 7 for 149, a touchdown. But like you said, Kurt, that one interception at the end sealed it for him. Definitely sealed it for him, man. That was a rough one.
Now to your team.
Oh, man. 37-3 walloping. I mean, there's not much to this one right here. This is what Jason calls on this one. You know what I call this game? This is what we call a get right game, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what the Bills did.
If it wasn't for that 70-point game.
This was a get-right game.
70 points scored or whatever, 90 points scored in that game. This game would have been the biggest blowout of the day because that was crazy. I was never a fan of Sam Howell. Even I just never gave him a chance.
I'm still a fan of him this morning.
I know y'all are lunatics. Y'all been fans since whatever.
I'm still a fan this morning because as awful as that game was, he's still a rookie. The man, this is his fourth football game in the NFL he played. He played one game at the end of last year, beat Dallas, and started three games now this year. He is a rookie. So, I mean, and granted, through the first three games he played, he hadn't looked too rookie-ish. You know what I'm saying? He had some mistakes, but he had more highs than lows. This is the first game where you walk away saying, okay, he looks like a guy who's played in his fourth NFL game. This game right here, this looked like a rookie, deer in the headlights, late on throws, misreading, anything he could do wrong, he did wrong. But through the first three games, he's had some lows. But he's had some awesome highs.
The four interceptions is not a good sign.
It's not. It's not a good sign. But again, I'm taking in the totality.
Yeah, I know. Most of the quarterbacks that have a good career or whatever, they don't start their rookie season throwing four picks in one game.
Look, hey.
Those are the type of quarterbacks that's going to be like the last, or maybe they got one more season in them.
Hey, I'm with you. I don't think. Hey, it's not good. Not good. But I'm just saying, man, through four games starting so far, if this was four games, you know what I'm saying, into this season, we would be sitting here like, all right, this is his first awful game where you're like, this is bad. But through the first three games, he looked like a solid quarterback so far. He looked decent. He hadn't looked bad. He looked awful. And fans, Skins fans, Commanders fans, y'all listen. Delusions I had read over the first three games, to JC's point, reminds me of why I be staying away. I know it's been a while since we had anything encouraging, and Sam, just the way the team was playing was giving us some encouragement. But brothers and sisters, I just want to remind you, we beat the Denver Broncos and the Arizona Cardinals to start the season. All right, I love y'all, but it's a process. And it damn sure wasn't going to happen overnight. People are overreacting, and they was overreacting when we was 2-0. You know what I'm saying? Let's all calm down. JC nodding his head like, yeah, like, let's all calm down here, y'all.
I don't have to remind you. You know me. I'm the schedule hater.
Calm. We beat two non-real, but they're football teams. But when we talk about football teams, they're whatever. You know what I mean? They're not elite football teams. They're not what you would want your football team to be representative of. And that's what I'm saying. And we ran into. So, it is what it is. We'll be okay. You know what I mean? We won't be okay. But we'll figure it out, is what I'm saying. But damn. The Bills, get right game. They look great. They look like the Bills that people are used to seeing or whatever. You know, so hopefully, maybe this is a little segue for them now. To you know, get back on track, because they've been looking a little slum sometimes, man.
So many people got this one wrong, though. We probably all picked the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah.
And C.J. Stroud and the Texans got their first win in. Man, I'm going to give them a clap up for that one. That's good. Take him to the promised land, CJ.
Yes, sir.
Give him a few more wins. Give him the Deshaun Watson days.
I hope so, man, because that joint, so they got a good defense. I was telling Jalen that. I was telling Jalen or Miller. I was like, their defense is solid because, I mean, they've picked in the top. You know how it be when you're that bad for that long. You got nothing but top 30 picks running around the field on both sides of the ball. So the Texans,
they got good athletes too, good running backs.
They got great running backs. They got receiving core is not, you know, it's not top tier, but there's no scrubs. Again, you got talent because you've been picking high. So, man, they'll be okay. They just need a quarterback, and so far, C.J. Stroud, bro, he looked He looked good.
Our NBA analyst, Jalen, just walked in the building. We don't got no mic set up for you, but my bad. Anyway, what's the next game? What's the next game we got up next?
On the pick 'em, bam.
Yeah,
we got
I'm on a 3-game losing streak on this one because the Baltimore Ravens, 19-22 losers.
Yeah, man. The Ravens really messed that one up. They could have won earlier in the game. They were up early, I believe.
Yeah, they
and,
were.
It was just mental mistakes. I think Lamar threw an interception. Let me pull the game up.
Yeah, I think
I was watching the joint live. And then
it looked like
I think they didn't go for a field goal when they had a chance, and then they got a penalty.
Too many people on IR, I think. Yeah, I think Jalen mentioned all the people they have on IR. It's like the same old thing with the Ravens, unfortunately.
And they'll still end up being 10 or 11 games, bro. They still gonna end up with 10 or 11.
They're still gonna grind it out. It's gonna be tough now, especially because the Browns in that division are showing life and. They've won so far just off the strength of that D, but man, I feel so bad.
They had two fumbles in the joint, two missed field goals. The game was there for him, and
I was shocked when Justin. I was watching it when he missed the joint. I was shocked, and even he looked shocked. Like, damn.
Shoot, I was shocked.
Wait, my leg is a 61.
Oh, damn.
That's just,
I know that's hard, that's but man, man, I was telling my girl, I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, watch. This is some legendary shit. This is a legendary ass motherfucker. He's gonna hit this joint." Missed. I was like, "Damn."
I was like, "Dang."
61. Getting old. 61. Yeah.
Let me find out that leg a year older.
that's Justin Tucker, right?
Let me find out that leg a year older, man. Dang. But Gus Edwards now in the concussion protocol. So what? We're down JK for the year. Gus Edwards in concussion protocol. So. Isn't that the same old story, possibly? On to our third running back. I'm just like,
down OBJ, so he got less of a weapon. You know
and
what I'm
to
saying?
Me, I've said this before. I don't know. Training staff, man. I don't know if they brought in a new training staff or what, but it's the same thing every year with these guys. It's the same thing. So I don't know, man. It's ridiculous.
But Lamar had an all right game, though.
Yeah. Him himself, he wasn't bad. It's just, again. He just the guys he needs around him.
Actually, all right, just passing, but rushing. He had 101 yards, 2 touchdowns. He tried.
Minshew, man, 27 for 48. Minshew magic.
The Colts beat him with all field goals, 1 touchdown, and what was that? 4-5 field goals.
But they had a lot of field goals too, didn't they? That's state, bro. How many?
Only 1 field goal.
Oh, yeah, because Lamar scored 2 rushing touchdowns. Yeah, Zach Moss, 30 carries, 122 yards for the Colts, who know Jonathan Taylor because they don't want to pay the guy. So they're just going to go ahead and trade him off. I'm like, dang.
I mean, 19 not really good enough to beat a lot of teams right now.
Yeah, it's not good enough to beat anybody.
Any good team. And again, you might get
unless
caught
you're
by
talking about. Even
bad
the Texans will get you. Like what?
Yeah, 19 points is anybody can get you if you score.
The only teams that you could probably be like that is probably the Bears, and who the Packers? Who the Patriots just beat?
The Jets.
Yeah.
The Bears and the Jets.
Bears and the Jets.
I can't even give you the Cardinals because
Cardinals
going.
Cardinals get 2.
30. So yeah.
The Cardinals get
like,
2.
The Bears and the Jets, and that's because they don't got quarterbacks.
Oh, and the Giants. The Giants as well.
But I feel like with the Ravens, another one of their problems is scoring. Like I said, they settle for a lot of field goals. They don't get into the end. That was their problem last year. They would be beating teams. Then second half, they can't
get into the end zone,
bro.
It's play calling. It's the personnel. And it's how they've built the team. And it's something they got to figure out. Or it's going to continue because, again, that division. Yeah, it's the same old division. It's going to be tough. And
you can't fall behind in that division,
you
bro.
Can't.
I know it's 2 halves during the season, but that division too hard to be falling behind and trying to make the playoffs.
The Steelers every year, past couple of years have been laughable because you're like, who's playing quarterback for them? But it doesn't matter. They're going to be above 500.
Yeah.
He's not going to have a losing season. They're above 500 right now, I think. So it's
and we're doing the Ravens just like the we were doing the Chiefs last year when the Colts got them. Yeah, remember the Colts got different. It was in week 3 too.
It was, but you know me, man. It's levels.
It's just all flashbacks. I'd be like, oh damn, it's only their first loss. And they, I'm like, damn.
Nah, it's levels to it.
This is what happens when you lose to the Colts. Mother's like, damn, what's going on over there?
Nah, for real. But I told y'all. And I feel like
they ain't even let us score that game either.
I was like, yo, the Chiefs be getting got by the Colts, bro, since the Andrew Luck, going way back, bro.
Nah, that was an ass. Don't even remind me.
Yeah, the Chiefs be getting got. I don't know why. I don't know how. But when it comes to that, the Chiefs, and you got 15, you know. Man, you stumble a couple games. The Ravens, no. Because to me, I'm just like, bro. Same as that. Not the same, but this guy's hurt again, bro. I feel so bad.
Next game we got up, man. Another rookie quarterback going great. But Seahawks beat the Panthers 37-27.
Oh, he
Panthers
was out.
Putting up 27. Oh, yeah, it's concussion.
He was out. It was the rare rocket.
Not concussion. Ankle. That's Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, he had the ankle. The rare rocket. Yes. Andy Dalton. Sorry, he's still kicking.
Crazy.
He's still
clearly. I didn't watch this game. I was just watching the score. I was like, dang, man.
You know that red zone be having me going crazy. This was a good ass game. Like, yo, Adam Thielen was cooking. I thought he was back in Minnesota. I was like, goodness gracious, bro.
Man, I was locked into the Chiefs joint, and then they was trying to take it off TV because it was. They said it wasn't no competition.
Kenneth Walker III, boy, that was a draft pick by the damn Seahawks, running back out of Michigan State. He's so good, dog. That was a great draft pick, but good win, man. They 2-1. Seahawks needed that one. That's not a game you should lose at home.
But especially, I mean, hey, the Panthers, they scored, so I like what I see over there.
They did. I just wish they would have put up an output like this with Bryce at quarterback. This is for real.
Bryce hurt right now?
Yeah, sprained ankle. Chiefs-Bears, we don't even got to. I mean, we can stop here. But
we went crazy.
Yeah, it's the get-right game. Bills had a get-right game this week. Chiefs, get-right game. You know how I call those, man.
I would love to see how many teams are actually going to be bad Dolphins, in the next 2-3 years. Because right everybody game. Got a quarterback.
We should have put
that
up
solves
70.
A lot of problems right there, bro.
Oh, for sure.
You know, we just got a lot of good quarters.
I was telling you, we got to see how these guys pan out. We got to see how they pan out and sustain themselves because we know how.
See, Justin Herbert would have been that guy.
But how many teams really don't got a quarterback right now, bro? You could probably only go on one hand.
How many teams?
Giants.
Yeah, because when we Cardinals not having a quarterback, yeah. Giants, Cardinals, Commanders.
Y'all not giving Kyler Murray y'all not giving him one more year?
No, they're not giving him one more year to prove himself. So
but I said the Commanders don't?
I don't think that they take it. Look at how they've been.
You said the Commanders don't?
No, like when we say a quarterback, we
talk about the Bears too.
Someone who we think is a franchise quarterback. And even if Kyler, I'll give him another year, but he's still on the list of not having a quarterback.
That motherfucker so don't far, even watch. He don't even watch film.
Oh, yeah, so far he hasn't shown us nothing. So you know, he had that one
five
good
or six
year,
teams, bro. Like even Seattle, Bears, like if you want to throw them in there.
Oh
maybe,
yeah, you can throw Seattle
maybe,
in there.
But are they pressed to get a quarterback right now? Not really. Can they still win with Geno? It's looking like it. They did it last year.
Yeah,
the Saints don't have a quarterback, in my opinion.
Derek Carr.
No, they don't.
That's not no. You're right. So we passed one hand.
You right.
So this like, man, JC, like, Atlanta. Just wanted to get off.
Atlanta.
So at least 6 or 7 teams.
All right, that's
the Jets.
Depends on what you want to say about the A-Rod situation. So
look, even if A-Rod comes back healthy, no, there's only one.
You could put them on that list too.
It's only one more. I don't see another 2 years.
2-3 years. Like, what it'll look like? Because everybody should have a good service.
The Jets about to still be bad.
Do we count the Patriots?
Yeah.
Do they have a quarterback?
No, they don't have no quarterback. Tennessee don't have no quarterback.
Damn, I guess it'd be hard for some of these teams because they still a. That's I don't even want to say bro. Decent. I want to say they still a pretty good team. Like
that's
Seattle
the problem.
Still a pretty good team.
And that's the thing. Yeah.
You know, do we count Baker Mayfield? No, right?
Damn.
So we got 8 or 9. So we got 8 or 9 quarterbacks. Huh?
Okay.
Can he make a resurgence? Hey, he's 2-0 right now. If he beats the Eagles right now, hey.
Where did he come from?
Cleveland.
Oh, I mean, it wouldn't even be a resurgence. He's still just TBD because so far what we've seen from him in the NFL is it's not a guy that's taking your franchise to the promised land.
So I'll leave it at eight. Yeah, we got eight teams that need quarterbacks or right, don't bro. Have
a. Then we got a couple the TBDs. Two, 3 years,
they should be probably in the latter part or in the early part of the draft to maybe pick up a good quarterback. You know what I mean?
Man, even but even if you even them number two picks or number one picks, man,
it's not guaranteed.
Yeah, that's why I said it's the TBDs so hard are like it's Jacksonville so hard or not Jacksonville. Well,
but the ads on ESPN are crazy.
The TBDs are like freaking. All the rookies this year, basically, yeah. Jordan Love, like, he's a TBD. Like,
God damn.
Like, well, I'm not going to say the Packers don't got a quarterback, but I can't say they do. That one's a TBD.
Golly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the Colts, TBD. We got to see. I don't know, man. Anyway, we'll
so
see.
So you putting, Josh Richardson in there, too, as well?
Yeah, I mean, like, we don't know. So, them guys are, like, we literally, it's not fair to judge them. It's first two games. So, I'm like, I don't know. They were drafted to be the franchise, but are they? We gonna see. We the 49ers.
That's why that's why I didn't put Brock Purdy in there.
Oh,
we don't
just
know.
Like, you don't know. Nah, yeah, you don't know.
I'm giving Purdy. I'm giving it to him. I'm not saying that he's probably gonna be like one of the top quarterbacks.
But you said you could get it done.
I can say that he could be your franchise because he's not gonna make no mistakes. Remember, Alex Smith came on during his latter years with the 49ers and he was killing.
That was his beginning. George.
Nah, he didn't do good in the beginning. He was okay, but remember,
He got drafted into the 49ers.
I know, but I'm saying, like, in his early years with them, he wasn't really doing as much.
Yeah, he wasn't.
As good. Oh, yeah.
He was doing the same shit with the Chiefs.
In the later years, he got better, though, bro. In the latter years, he got better.
Took him to the playoffs and got hurt.
Yeah, Brock is solid.
He's shown enough, bro. And you got to think the last pick of the draft showing this much.
The 49ers have shown you that they can put everybody at quarterback. And they got Brandon Ayuk. They got
that's
CMC.
One team
they got what's
that
his name?
I can confidently
they
say.
They got Debo.
They come put that draft pick that John moved up to get.
Trey Lance. Oh yeah, yeah. They should. I don't know.
Why didn't that work out? I feel like they didn't really give him a good chance.
Bro,
I feel like he just got hurt.
They did it.
Yeah, they.
Oh, now
he got hurt.
He got hurt
in one game or something.
But you got also think about it though. You got OTAs. You got training camp. You got all that to prove yourself. If they letting you go, it gotta be for a reason. We can't even keep you as a backup. You know what I'm saying? And maybe even boost your value or make people think that we just got two good quarterbacks. Nah, bro, he can't be him, bro.
Yeah, and I might
like
just be the devil's advocate.
Why couldn't he be the backup?
I'm gonna be the devil's advocate. Cause I was about to say the 49ers is the one team that even while they're great, they're gonna keep retooling. So I do agree with you. They might have just been like, "Look, we don't even need
and
to
they
find
probably
out
just talked to
man.
Him and he was like, "Yo, I want to have somewhere where I'm gonna play."
Yeah, the compensation that he got, they got back. I don't know what they're gonna do with it. I'm just
it's
saying
only fourth
that
round,
cause
I
just
believe.
Told you they just gave Joey Bosa the contract
think,
or Nick.
I don't think that it was his
and
job.
They just,
I don't think it was Brock Purdy's job. I think they probably went into the season like saying,
term.
"Like, let's see who's the better quarterback."
Yeah, and sometimes, and I'm
and
not
they
saying
said
this
he
the
wasn't
case.
Getting it done. He was not.
Yeah,
getting
I mean,
even
he could,
practice,
he didn't.
Bro.
But I mean, sometimes it's for the player.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe it's like, look,
he
man. Oh yeah, he not him. Yeah, look, 49ers.
Yeah, I mean,
they're like, look, we did everything we could with the kid, man. He just ain't good. And getting the Dallas to see if they can sort him out down there. Give us a fourth rounder because we gonna flip that into a first rounder somehow. You know how they do. They got the most cap space in the league after signing Nick Bosa to the contract. It's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
Great organization, man.
That's ridiculous, bro. But is that the end of the pick-up, man?
No, we got the Cowboys. I picked the Cowboys. They lost to
the
Cardinals.
Too.
Cardinals got their first
16.
Win.
Shout out James Conner. Got him on my fantasy. Went crazy. Shout
not
out
surprising.
To him. Josh Dobbs, good game. And the Cowboys, this is, again, good one for the Cardinals. But, again, I know y'all say they're not tanking. I expect them to be at the near the bottom of the NFL. Come week 17. This is more about the Cowboys to me. It's.
Shoot, I want to talk about the Cardinals. As much as you want to say that, look at their first 3 weeks. They've been in every single game.
I know.
Every single game. You're probably right. They'll probably tank towards the end. But right now, they sure are competitive. And that's after trading a lot of their good players. They're competitive right now.
They still got a bunch of talent over there, bro. They still got a bunch of talent at skill positions, man. It's just. They know what they need, bro. They gonna tank, man.
And I feel like with Dallas, you know, we can be surprised. But, Dallas. You know, we always get a surprise from Dallas every year. So I feel like the first game that we see them lose that they should win, it should be no surprise to anybody because they find a way to do this every year, whether it's the beginning or the ending of the year.
I know, but that's my thing. It's just like, dang, this is the end of Dak, I think. Because I don't think this season's going to be much different than the seasons that we've seen prior to this. And it's because of games like this. That's why, to me, this is Dallas. Like you said, they do this, and that's my problem. This is you can't do this when you got to win games that you're supposed to win.
Yeah, they especially in
week. It's not like we got a bunch of new pieces, a bunch of new parts. No. We bringing back the same guys, that, you know what I'm saying? We bringing back the – and this is what – how many points did we score? Dang. We scored 20 points.
Trey Lance is right there.
They got to get rid of that. I had a Cowboys fan tell me that they always do this, that they did this with Tony Romo too, that they'll bring – like they'll have a solid quarterback and keep getting the same thing out of them year after year after year, but continue to bring them back. Tony Romo, now Dak. They're okay, but they're not getting you over the hump. You got to find a way to go get yourself a franchise quarterback.
I don't know what they're going to do. Like, we're Commanders fans, bro. We sit back in the basement half the time of the NFC or NFC East watching these guys run away and have great seasons just to mess it up somehow. And even we be sitting back confused like, bruh. How did they do it? How did bro, we just be scratching our head like, dog, how did they not? I don't know, man. It's crazy. It really is crazy. The way they fumble these Giants. But I love it. Hope it keeps on happening. And
sure.
Cowboys fall to 2-1, Cardinals 1-2, man. Hope it keeps happening, bro.
Like I said, Derek Carr got hurt in this game, and they lost 23-18. The Steelers won.
I think they was up by like, no, that wasn't them.
Oh, that somebody was a different one. That was the Derek Carr was the Saints game.
Oh, wait. I'm tripping.
That was the Saints game. This
they
one?
Was up 17 going into the
how I forget. How I still got him stuck in the Raiders uniform.
Nah, you're talking about the Steelers.
Derek Carr did get injured this week, but not in this game. He's clearly not even playing in this game. I got him stuck on the damn joint.
Jimmy G, I told. Anyway. Bro, what I told, man.
Continue on.
I learned not to bet.
Tomlin.
That's why I ain't bet against him this year. I said out my mouth last
man,
year.
Man, I need
I'm not betting against him. I learned my lesson.
I needed this fool, Najee Harris.
Call by McDaniels, I was sitting there watching the game. I'm like, why would you kick the field goal?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Regardless, if you don't get this fourth down or not, you got to go and get a stop. But if you kick the field goal, that means that you got to still go back down and score.
Yeah, I don't.
That makes zero sense.
Yeah, man.
You in the red zone or close to it, you got to go for it. And then, you know what I mean? If you don't get it, all right, turnover on downs. You got your timeouts. I think they still had the 2-minute warning.
Still got to score a touchdown regardless.
Yeah. Let's get this
over with first, and then we can worry about kicking the field goal to win it if possibly.
What an idiot, bro.
Yeah.
I needed Najee Harris to get a touchdown. This fool didn't do nothing.
Nope. Yeah,
he got the yards. I needed to get 60 yards and a touchdown. He got the yards.
His offense is still, I mean, he threw for, what, 250-something, I believe, Kenny Pickett?
Yeah, he was throwing.
Yeah, he be slinging it. He just got to hone in and
show
be
Jimmy.
A little
Jimmy,
bit more
I think
accurate.
Jimmy got like 293 or something like that.
Pickett just a turnover machine, man. That's just, he's bound to give you the ball at least one time a game through the air. That's Pickett's
thing. I still don't think the Steelers going
to
have a winning season. Not this year.
My thing, the defense, bro. My thing is the defense might be good. Even on a night where the offense might not even score a touchdown, the defense might get two of them. I think that's how they beat the Browns or something. Like, bro, they're so good. Forced Jimmy to 3 turnovers last night. I'm just like, the defense always going to have them in the game. And then Mike Tomlin's coaching sprinkled on top. And then Kenny Pickett not being complete trash, being able to, you know what I'm saying? He can make some plays, bro. They can get to 9-7, bro.
They
can get to 9-8. Not scoring, but I can rely on them to turn folks over and keep get my man a short field air game. That's what they do. That's what they did last year. As long as you got that Watt coming off the edge. Boy, TJ is crazy, bro. That boy's Minka Fitzpatrick. No, is that? I'm thinking of the wrong. My bad. Flashbacks to the Bills game. Wrong team. But TJ is crazy, man. I'm telling you, bro. You're going to have a winning season.
We have 2 Monday night games. Does Baker get it done against the Eagles?
No. Eagles in this one.
I'm going Eagles as well.
They haven't played a complete game yet. They still might not play a complete game. I think this is going to be a good game because I think Baker and the Bucks, man, I think they're good. I think they're solid, serviceable. But I got the Eagles, man. They're going to fly in this one, unfortunately.
They usually beat the teams they're supposed to beat. Yeah. I get them that. I ain't going to lie. Yeah, like, they usually do. When they lose, besides last year against us, they usually beat the teams they're supposed to beat.
The Bucks are interesting, though, man. Because it's not like the Bucks are outside of the quarterback position. It's not like it's a bad team elsewhere either. And it's a solidly coached team, you know what I'm saying? They got weapons, you know. They got a star receiver who you got a game plan for and keep one over the top in Mike Williams. But, man, I think Baker going to turn the ball over like twice on defense. But I think Jalen Carter going to get to him.
Yeah.
I think Mike Williams still going to have a doubt, bro.
They just a team where you got to just really a wait and see. You know what I mean? You got to wait to see what you get from. You can't really call it right now.
Baker was looking good last year. What was it, the Rams? Nah. Where did he come in? Didn't he come into the Rams for cleanup duty? It was the Rams. Yeah, and he looked. I remember.
Yeah, he did pretty good. He was a good little Band-Aid.
And I'm like, man, I don't know, bro. Give me the Eagles though. Bengals, Rams. Who you got? Is Joe Burrow playing?
Are they 0-2 or 0-3 right now?
0-2.
Okay.
The Bengals.
They're
0-2. They are 0-2 trying to avoid.
I have the Rams.
He has the Rams. Is Joey B playing? Hold on. I'm trying to get the injury report, man.
I'm pretty sure he is. It's in doubt, but I guess it's game time decision. If it's still in doubt right now.
Yeah, they're pushing the play.
As of 5:13. Wait, not 5:13. Yesterday at 5:13.
Yesterday.
That was 3 days ago. Let's see if there's a newer.
No, I'm looking now. They still say he's been pushing the play today, and it's still game time decision. Ooh wee, that's a tough one, boy.
They need it.
That's a tough one because the Bengals have looked awful, just awful.
Maybe aight. I want to see him go 0-3.
I'm going Bengals at home. That's if Joe Burrow play, even though it's still going to count against me. I'm going Joe Burrow and the boys at home, man, against the Rams. You know what?
I got the Rams
going. Nah, no, I don't.
You know I got my little $100 bet.
You got the Rams.
I
got
and
the
really, Rams. I don't know why people are so down on the Rams this year. Just because they had a down year last year.
I'm
forget how good their defense is.
Yeah, and that's
and
what
how
I just
good
remember.
Their offense.
I just spoke about TJ Watt. These guys are literally single game records.
Yeah.
Who's their quarterback?
Matt Stafford.
Yeah. I was about to say.
They were debating on whether or not they
were the Super Bowl.
No Cooper, but we got the rookie whose name I really don't want to butcher, so I'm trying to pull it up right now. He's been freaking spectacular for them. Dang. Yeah, I'm going to go Rams, bro. Joe Burrow hobbled. I'm going Rams. And that offense.
The same.
The offensive line still a little shaky, too. So give me the Rams in this one.
Yeah.
Dang, that
agree.
Caps off our joint. Can't wait till next Sunday, man. Finna watch that game at Toy Story, 9:30 a.m. They're gonna be playing them as Toy Story characters.
UFC
for the game in Germany.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
I'm watching that.
I'm watching the. It's like that slime shit. You're not watching the Toy Story joint.
Yes, I am.
Did you watch the slime joint last?
The way the Toy Story joint.
I think you ain't
looks,
gonna watch the Toy Story this
the
year.
The way the Toy Story joint looks.
You're gonna
on
watch
the
it for five seconds and be like, bro, I'm not watching it. Bro, I watched the little SpongeBob joint. It was like the little Nicktoons joint. I put it on for 5 seconds.
Bro,
I'm like,
I'm
put
that
joint right back on to regular.
Bro, I'm about to watch.
You're gonna watch that dumbass joint and put it right back on to freaking regular.
Nah, man, I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Hell no.
All right, man.
Hell no.
I'm trying to see. I'm watching that joint, it's gonna look vicious. But what you got, UFC, man?
Nothing. It was fun because I won $200. Oh, let me see. Is there something I remember for that or something real good? Nah. The way I won, I forget his name. First of all, none of these fights was like big names. As a matter of fact, the dude who the fight before the co-main event, Danny Ige, he's a, you know, he's a legendary joint. But he old as hell now. But he lost. I needed him to lose. He, you know what I'm saying? It was a good part. It was a 4-pick joint. And then the last joint, I was losing. Dude was getting beat. And then he lost because dude broke his, he hurt his knee or something.
Oh, dang.
I was like, bet. I was like, it was an offensive kick. He was kicking that joint. I was like, bet.
As long as you want some money.
But yeah, most of the fights, it was kind of mid. It was kind of boring on the joint.
What y'all got next week for that Charlo and Canelo fight?
Canelo.
Yeah, man, I got Canelo on that one.
Yeah.
Should be a good one, though. I can't wait.
I don't even think love it's, me some good boxing, it's, I don't even think it's going to be a good
undercard.
One.
I think Barros.
Yeah, it might not be a good one, but it's a good one. Undercard.
Yeah, it's a great undercard, man.
We'll see about that one. We'll catch you with college on Wednesday or Friday. We'll see. We'll see when we'll be back with y'all.
Yeah,
I don't even want to talk about that. I want to talk about Texas.
Iowa got beat.
Yeah, right, Texas. I'm looking just like we supposed to be looking, baby.
Ain't no point.
Rolling, boy.
Ain't no point of mentioning rolling. Iowa.
Ooh, we look good.
Oh, we not even ranked, so we don't even need to mention Iowa.
I'm going
to
keep saying it. It's just funny how the Pac-12, in my opinion, is the king of college football right now.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be no longer a conference next year. It's just irony. It's just crazy. This might be their best year, possibly.
And Big Ten is trash.
And they're going to be no longer a conference next year.
Oh, hold on. So they're dismantling it?
Bro, everybody. I think there's only like two or three teams that are currently scheduled to be in the pack. Like, I think a couple teams are going to come over too. But like teams over, as yeah. we know it. Yeah, bro. USC scattering to the Big Ten. I think UCLA's following them. Colorado's in the Big 12, Utah, bro. It's and these guys are dominating. Probably got the best college, top four college football quarterbacks
at the moment. At the moment, but we gotta remember that Pac-12 really has been respectable like that over the years, especially when you get into the playoffs.
Crazy. I'm like, dog. I mean, that's true, but I'm not even talking about. I'm just talking about playing quarterback play in particular.
Yeah.
This is whoa. Michael Penix Jr., Shador Sanders, Caleb Williams, and damn, I'm sorry, Cam, but his last name slipped my bruh, these guys might be the top four in the country. This has been crazy what they've been doing. Oh, Lord. We out of here. Alabama, meanwhile, can't get a quarterback. I love it. JC, just be a Texas fan, man. Or Colorado, I might as bro. Well.
No, I'm done with Colorado.
Just be done with. You can support Iowa, but that can't be your main college football team, bro. They be
definitely
killing
not.
Me, dog.
I'm sorry.
You can come on, bro.
They used to be all right in football, didn't they?
Yeah, bro.
Man, that's all we've ever been.
23s, being ranked 23rd, 22nd.
That's all we've ever been.
I don't
man.
Know about the teams, though, man. Just, I don't know if I've ever seen them in the teens.
Who Iowa? Nah.
We they, get up there. We yeah, was just we was just number little, two
a couple
years ago.
Years ago, they was number two.
But, man, just. Well, that's all we ever been. Just I. We've never won a national.
Nah, this was
like
2 years ago.
2-3 years ago.
Yeah, 2-3 years ago. That was number two, bro.
But all I remember when I was a kid was winning like some Orange Bowl. We won a couple of Orange Bowls. That's it.
Mm-hmm. It's because it's too many country white boys down there. They all go to Iowa. So that's all they be getting. They need some more athleticism mixed in with the country. For real, no, seriously, that's the issue.
Just
bro.
Wait, just
they
wait till I get rich. I'm gonna start paying. I'm gonna start paying them folks from Florida.
I was about to say, ain't nobody going to Iowa. That's the problem, man.
I'm gonna pay them folks from Florida. I'm gonna get them out the hood. I'm like, I got your family with some cribs and all that, dog. Just bring your ass to Iowa, dog.
This man,
get us a win.
We up out of here.
That's the problem. We ain't never paid for no damn students. We need to start paying
too
for
honest.
Exactly.
Because they got the partnership with the Children's
now
Hospital.
Now it's too late.
That's
yeah,
why.
Exactly. Now it's too late. Now it's too many NIL deals. Alabama, see, I don't know how they messing up. They paying the wrong people.
Yeah, bro. I don't know how they're in.
Alabama, they got the most money probably for all this.
We'll get to all that. I don't know how they in. We'll get to that. Yeah. I don't know how they going through it at the quarterback position. You should always have a quarterback at Alabama. But we up out of here. J&J every day. Stay safe. Stay dry. It's still raining out. We gone.